From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Georgia soybean producers intend to increase planted acreage by 21% this year, according to the Prospective Plantings Report from the USDA's National Ag Statistics Service. Georgia Farm Bureau reports producers intend to plant 170,000 acres of soybean, up from 140,000 last year and 100,000 acres in 2020. Georgia farmers are expected to plant fewer acres in corn, cotton, peanuts, and winter wheat, but tobacco acreage remains unchanged. March saw the first decline in ag tractor and combine sales since July of last year, according to the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. U.S. total farm tractor sales fell 21.1% for the month of March compared to last year. U.S. combine sales for the month dropped 10.2% to 343 units sold. Total farm tractor sales are now down 7.9% year-to-date, while combine sales are down 19.2%. The number of highly pathogenic avian influenza cases in the U.S. are outpacing the 2014-15 outbreak, but the American Farm Bureau Federation says the higher numbers might be attributable to improvements in detection and reporting protocols. Farm Bureau economists found as of April 7th, there have been more than 600 detections of bird flu in wild birds across 31 states and 158 detections in commercial or backyard flocks across 25 states. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.